Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. Lads, the first time you go into a gym is daunting, isn't it? I mean, you're looking around at all these machines and you're wondering, where the hell do I start? Well, my next guest felt that way too, but transformed that fear into knowledge and now helps millions and millions of people. Chrissy Chayla, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. So let's chat about the road you took to get to this place. So you moved to England from Albania when you were just 4, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
You have over 2 million followers on Instagram. I mean, that is just incredible.
It's a bit overwhelming at times, but I'm so honoured, honestly.
I mean, we've had other fitness people on the show before, and it was clear, you know, to me that exercise was really their whole lives, but that wasn't the case with you, was it?
No, completely not. So, you know, when I moved to England, I couldn't speak an ounce of English. And then I actually managed to get myself into university to study law. So I completely had a different path. Fitness was not my life. It wasn't my be-all, end-all. Passed my law exams, graduated from university. And in the middle of all of that, in the midst of all of that, I started my fitness journey. And I just did it for me. I didn't do it because it was my passion. It became my passion. So, yeah, my story is a bit different to, I would say, your average personal trainer.
Can you talk to me about the first time you went into the gym?
Oh, for sure. I will never forget it. I walked in. I was ready to go. I knew I wanted to make a change. Signed up to the gym. And then I walked straight back out. I didn't go back for 2 months. I was like, I'm not doing this. No way. I didn't know what I was doing. Every single machine just felt like a big monster to me. I didn't know what I was doing, where I was. Even if I was doing anything right, I didn't know if I was actually doing it right. It was definitely scary, intimidating, but I just pushed through, I persevered, and now I am where I am today.
Why did you want to make a change?
I was actually really heartbroken. I was cheated on by the person that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. And I just felt really bad about myself. I felt like I was really unworthy. I felt like I wasn't good enough, didn't look good enough, didn't feel good enough. It was a really big driving force to making a change. But slowly I realized that change was for me, not for anyone else, not for anyone else to like me more, just for me to like me more.
Is that what exercise did for you? Helped you love yourself a little bit more?
Yeah, I think we put such a negative connotation towards working out, like it's a chore. And we're constantly like, oh, we've got to work out. But really and truly, how can you even perceive it like a chore when you're benefiting yourself mentally and physically? You're doing something that no one can take away from you. And that's you bettering yourself. Moving your body is going to help your brain. It's going to help your mood, your energy levels. And, you know, there can't be a negative connotation to working out. I really just don't believe there is.
And how did you go from there, you know, going into the gym, going in, first of all, going away for 2 months, being too scared, going back in and pushing yourself to having 2 million followers and being huge in the fitness world?
I actually didn't set out to, you know, grow a platform. When I started about 5 to 6 years ago, it wasn't like this or how it is today. It was very organically built. So I started my page to keep myself accountable, to see how my form was. I would constantly record myself to see if I was doing an exercise correctly, then comparing it to, you know, when I was getting my qualifications, I'd compare it to the little images demonstrated in the personal training book to see if I was doing it right. And then all of a sudden, I started just naturally growing a platform of like-minded women. And, you know, my community is built of 80% women. It's literally women that have been scared of the gym. They've been treated badly in life. All aspects and all different paths of life coming together to feel like they are part of something, to feel like they are part of a changing community.
I love that your whole approach is not unattainable. Like you're cool about the diet, for example. I mean, we can have pizza and chocolate if we want to, right? You're not so regimented about those kind of things.
No, I'm not. And I don't think anyone should be. It's really as simple as this. If you want to lose weight, it's called a calorie deficit. So your input should be less, and then your output should be more. So it's a bigger expenditure. I think what people tend to do is they try and find the quickest fix possible, which is, unfortunately, cutting out foods that really we need to sustain. So carbs, fats, you know, fats you need for insulin, you need for your body to actually function properly. Carbohydrates is a form of energy which your body needs to expend. So to cut out such vital food groups just to see an impact for maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, what about 3 months, 3 years? You know, that's not going to be sustainable. So my approach is, if something isn't sustainable, you just simply don't do it. It's as simple as that.
Tell me about the Tone and Sculpt app you have.
My Tone and Sculpt app is built of literally hundreds and thousands of like-minded community members where we train in a sustainable way, in an enjoyable way. But the beauty about it is you are never alone. And I think a fitness journey is very personable to the individual, but it can feel very lonely at times, especially if someone in your life is not really going for a fitness journey themselves. So to come to a community where women are like, hey, you're doing amazing, keep going, if you're having a bad day, it's exceptional.
Tell me about why you think if women tap into the why they want to get fit, that is the key to it, isn't it?
Of course. I think as a trainer, you should know why you're telling your client to move a certain way. If your trainer doesn't know why you're doing the things you're doing, then that's a bit worrying. But you as an individual need to know your why to why you're doing the things you're doing in life. So if you're getting up and you're moving your body just to lose weight, really and truly, I want to ask you, is it that you want to lose weight, or do you think by losing this weight, it's going to make you feel better about yourself? You really got to dive deep into why you're doing the things you're doing. Then the actions you commit to are going to be so much more clearer. You know, if you don't know why you're doing something, it's like you're walking into a really dark room and you don't really know where you're going.
So your book, Do This For You, How to Be a Strong Woman from the Inside Out. I mean, that's where we all need to start, right? On the inside.
Yeah, for sure. I think women have this abundant amount of pressure constantly. If you're a mum, you have to, you know, let's say you're a working mum, you're working, you're looking after your children, you have such an onus to do other things around the house. And, you know, that's just how women are. We always want to help others. We always want to put other people first. We always feel like we're not good enough, not pretty enough, not this. And truth of the matter is, how could we possibly be the best versions of ourselves to other people if we don't be the best versions for ourselves? So every morning I say to my team and my community, what would the best version of yourself do in this moment? So if you're contemplating working out, I want you to ask, what would the best version of myself decide? Would she decide, actually, just get up and do it? Or would she decide, actually, I want a tub of ice cream on the sofa and I'm going to keep doing that every single day? Once in a while, there's absolutely no problem with that. I do that every Friday. I love it. But, you know, to do it constantly and make a habit of it, it's not good.
Now more than ever, with gyms closed and people stuck at home, exercise is a great stress reliever. And as we know, it is good for the body and the mind. You know, we know that. But to anybody struggling, it's just getting started, isn't it, is the hardest thing. How do we motivate ourselves to just, is it just literally putting one foot in front of the other?
Look, I'll probably be the only trainer you'll ever hear this from, but I never want you to rely on motivation. Motivation is something that's beyond unsustainable and it gets your hopes high, right? Let's say, for example, you say to yourself, I'm going to wake up early in the morning and I'm going to go for a walk and I'm going to do my abs workout and I'm going to feel good about myself, right? You've said that to yourself. It gets to 6 o'clock in the morning when you set your alarm and the last thing you want to do is get up. Where's motivation there? So you've amplified this whole scenario to rely on motivation so much that when it comes to it, you actually don't even want to do it and it's not there. So what you need to rely on is habits. Habits are the best thing to do. And the way you do it, especially being locked down right now, is to build an environment that's going to make your habits really easy to implement. So for example, if you are struggling to work out at home because you have limited space or because home just doesn't feel like somewhere you want to train, I recommend choosing a corner in your house, in your room, anywhere, and placing a yoga mat there, placing maybe some resistance bands, or placing maybe a water bottle there. you know, as soon as you look at that corner of that room, that's the section you go to train your body and mind. You don't do it anywhere else in the house but there. And I think psychologically that makes you understand that there's different times and places for different things, you know, and it gives you that separation, especially now being locked down and especially for people who have really limited space.
That's a really good tip. That is a really good tip, because I think we all struggle with motivation and we're told that we need to motivate ourselves. We need to do it. You just have to find it in you. It's so refreshing to hear you say, no, don't. Just create good habits.
And how
to do them. But listen, thank you so much for chatting to us today. And just to remind everybody, you can buy her book, Do This For You, How to Be a Strong Woman from the Inside Out. And you can check out Chrissy's app, Tone and Sculpt, with some amazing tips that will really help you create those good habits. Chrissy, Chayla, thank you so much. And I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Chat soon.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.